Hey, this is Adam Brown, and today I want to talk about Instagram Live. You've probably seen more action on Live on Instagram and TikTok. I'm bullish on this as we go into 24, and Instagram just put out an update, and I'm just going to read it to you. Updates to Instagram Live. Instagram Live Producer gives broadcasters access to production tools outside of Instagram's camera, including additional cameras, external microphones, and graphics. This feature is only available on desktop via Instagram.com. Now, if you're on a professional account, you can go live on Instagram using streaming software like OBS or Streamlabs through a stream key. We hope this helps broadcasters take their content to the next level and connect with their audiences. So it has a little bit on some imagery on the platform. If you're already familiar with it, if you're not, you should go check it out. So here's how it works. Head to Instagram.com to grab your stream URL and key for your streaming software under the Create menu. Once you set up your stream to look how you want, start it on your streaming software. Within the Live Producer Viewer on Instagram.com, you'll see a preview of what your stream will look like on Instagram Live. Once you've seen and confirmed your preview, click Go Live within Live Producer to start the stream. Once live, the Comments tab will let you read and respond to comments from viewers. And then when you want to end the live video, just click End Live Video. So Instagram is investing time and attention and dollars into making this a more highly produced platform so that you can stream and put out live content. I talked about this in my last episode. I'm just really bullish on a little bit longer form content, YouTube, live on TikTok, live on Instagram. So I really like this tool. Even Twitch and just streaming, like there is opportunity. I know for some people it sounds crazy, like who sits around for a long period of time and watches content, but people do. And, you know, there's a lot of time being spent on understanding, learning, utility, humor, things around people that you follow. So there are definitely consumers that you're targeting that are working with streamers, people that go live. So there's an opportunity there to put your brand front and center. There's an opportunity for content forward brands to think about live. There's a great opportunity to potentially collaborate with influencers that are real partners, like ambassadors of your brand, RDs who support what you're putting out on live. So I just think it's something that brands should be thinking about exploring with. It doesn't mean you have to be live every day of the month of the entire 2024. It just means thinking about how live might work for you, thinking about testing it out in Q1 and seeing how it goes to then inform your decision for the months that follow. That's it for today. I'll see you out in the field.